International relations expert Ibrad Ibrahim says Burkina Faso needs more diplomatic attention to get out of its current challenges. He's therefore urged ECOWAS and the AU to play a more robust role in the country. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Ibrahim, however, commended the military for agreeing to hand over power to a constitutional government. He spoke to George Asikri.
According to the constitution, in the case of the abdication of an incumbent president, the head of National Assembly should take over. But the head of National Assembly, Suglana Ouattara, actually ran out of the country before Blaise Compaoré himself resigned. So a huge political vacuum was created. So I believe so well that we shouldn't put the head of the army on the chopping block yet. This is by far the most responsible army I have seen in the current century, where people would carry out mass protests and bend down the whole parliament house. So I believe so that since Lieutenant Colonel Isaac Zida has quite indicated that they will hand over, I believe they will just do that. But I believe as well that ECOWAS and the EU should play a much more robust role, because when the president and the trio that made up the delegation starts with all the different shapes and colors of people, but from the top of their head, and the ECOWAS delegation asked them to present three viable candidates, and the opposition said they weren't ready to do that. So the only organized institution in the country to fill this yawning gap that has been created by the abrupt departure of Blaise Compaoré could be nobody other than the army. So therefore, they are not to blame too much. And the fact that certain political actors in the country are also making quite a ludicrous demand that they don't want anybody from the staples of Blaise Compaoré to be part of the transition. Certainly, you can't get rid of the old guard. So I believe we need a blend of the old guard together with some fresh blood injected into the politics of the country so that the one-year transition will be successful. Therefore, I think ECOWAS should make this quite clear. This wasn't an opposition movement. It was the ordinary masses that were nonpartisan and apolitical that toppled the regime. So they should be reasonable in their expectations and demands.